best end to a football player's career. You got
Joe Theismann leg injury. You
best
got
song on
broken
Joe
neck
Dirt soundtrack.
Okay.
Best Joe Dirt quote. How about best Joe Dirt quote? We got 16 Joe Dirt quotes.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh God, yeah. Dan, would you do this?
I mean, I'm the only one who hasn't seen Joe Dirt, so, but you're gonna have to tell
you
me.
Could look up the. Okay. We could do
all
this.
Okay, I have to insist. Like, this was funny when we did Best Endangered Animal, but keep in mind the last episodes we do with this podcast are going to be the first things anyone who ever looks at our podcast feed will see for the foreseeable future. So if we do Best Joe
okay,
Dirt
yeah,
quote,
so
it's going to be right fucking there at the top.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. I mean, it's going to be towards the top because we got still the Tournament of Champions and the Tournament
right.
Tournament
and
Champions.
Then we got one episode and then Best Joe Dirt. So it's going to be their second impression.
Yeah, that's fine.
Listen, that ship has sailed, Jesse. We ain't getting on fucking Earwolf at this point.
Right.
Like, we're not getting a Comedy Central like 10:30 p.m. slot. This ain't happening.
We're getting the call in like a year.
And so we might as well. We're bringing this whole thing full circle. If we're not doing Best Joe Dirt quote at some point, what the hell? What was it all for? For us to do Best Boba Tea flavor? Hard pass.
Welcome to Bracket, the only show where we take a bunch of shit, face it off against another bunch of shit to see what the best shit really is. I'm your host, Cullen Country Breakfast Jennings, and joining me today is Baby Pepsi himself, Jesse Knowles.
Hey, it's me, Jesse. I am genuinely can't believe we're doing this episode, but hi, how's it going, everyone? Come home, Joe.
And Queen of the Cosmos, Persia.
You know, life's the garden. You gotta dig it. You gotta keep on keeping on. Which is what I'm doing right now. Because my mouth hurts. But we keep on keeping on.
Yeah, Persia is recording this episode like... when did you get your wisdom teeth taken out? Like a day ago?
No, it was like Friday.
Oh, okay.
It's been a day ago.
So it's been a few
days. But it still hurts.
Yeah, it is Saturday. When we record a podcast, time is relative, so we can say whatever day it is, whatever day we want it to be.
And the biggest damn weeping willow tree I've ever seen in my life, the banana man, Dan McKinney.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes?
Oh.
Oh, come on, man. You got no lady fingers, fuzz bottles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers. You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, Husker do's, Husker don'ts, cherry bombs, Nipsey dazers with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No, I just had snakes.
I didn't know you
sparklers.
Were such a David Spade fan.
That was from Hamlet, Act 2.
It was.
Well, if you haven't figured it out yet, we're on episode 15 of the last season, so we decided to pull it out of our ass and do Best Joe Dirt quote.
I hate it. Three people on this call have seen Joe Dirt. Three people love Joe Dirt. When Persia joined the show, I was like, hell yeah, finally somebody who's going to be like, Joe Dirt sucks. And Persia started going, life's a garden, dig it. So now we're here.
And here's your list. May not make much sense, but just go with it. We'll explain it. Life's a garden, dig it. You're my sister. I like getting hit with hot dogs. Keep on keeping on. Three rules. I got a backup mic. No, you're not. I got the poo on me. Go practice falling down. Soldering iron. Stick your head up my butt. Def Leppard sucks. Snakes and sparklers. Say it, don't spray it. Whamburger and French cries. Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt. So, Let's jump into this with the first matchup. Life's a Garden, Dig It versus You're My Sister. Anyone care to take a stab at this?
Okay. So first of all, Cullen, I'm going to be able, I can jump in where applicable, but I feel like you know this movie a little bit better than I do. So Life's a Garden, Life's a Garden, Dig It is a bumper sticker. There's not a whole lot more to
it than that. Well, so there's a point in Joe Dirt where the whole story of Joe Dirt, he gets found by this radio dude and Shock Rock DJ, blah, blah, blah. He tells this whole story and he becomes like this big like hero because he's all he's been through. And he's trying to find his parents who left him at the Grand Canyon when he was 10 years old. He becomes this inspirational character at one point, and they give him like book deals, and he's on TRL with Carson Daly, and like all this stuff's happening. And one of the big things is he gets a book. I think it's a book, and it's called Life's a Garden, Dig It, and it's just inspirational quotes. But it's Joe Dirt on it, Life's a Garden, just dig it. Whereas You're My Sister, he had a sister as well. And he was looking for her because he would tell her where, the family was. It's, what's her name? Jamie Presley. Is that? Yeah. Yeah. From My Name is Earl and like a bunch of stuff around that time. And she's really funny in general, but, Joe ends up having sex with her. And then he says, oh man, I felt like I did a bad thing. I think I had sex with my sister. And she's like, no, you're not my sister. There's no way. And explains it. You're not my brother. Yeah, yeah. And basically cuts back. And then he says, like, as a Shock Rock DJ thing, he goes, so we did it again. And he kept going, you're my sister. You're my sister. It works in the movie.
The joke,
It's the jerk is that he can't get it off without being the sister. Yeah. And he thought he was hilarious. But you're right. The thing is, the joke with Life's a Garden, Dig It, it just makes a little more sense for the character. You're my sister.
And it's just such a cool quote.
I like it.
Too. I don't know. Ever since I heard it, I'm like, man, that's so cool. I get it.
Yeah, no.
I like it. It's I dig it.
There's stuff about Joe Dirt. It is the underdog. It is the it's got a sweet little story actually in it, but it's a little weird, but yeah, Life's a Garden, Dig It. I'm going to vote for that.
Same.
Gosh, Dan, how do you feel about these two quotes now that you've heard about them?
It's like it's like getting stabbed in the ear. And then somebody says, well, hey, what about this? And then they pull out a second knife for the other ear. And it's sort of jammed in there like my head's a potato, like a kid trying to start a battery, but with knives in my ears.
Cool. We're going to do that 15 more times. So
that's
enjoy yourself.
That's how you make Dan gravy.
I'm
going to be, you know, there's something I can get with about Life's a Garden, Dig It. So I'm going to vote Life's a Garden, Dig It. That's a mentality, honestly, I can kind of live by.
Exactly.
I really think there's a positive message in Joe Dirt. It's, you know, it's just hidden. I mean, it's not even actually hidden.
He never let anything get him down. Even though he had a shitty ass life.
The positive message is that any movie can be a hit if it's syndicated on Comedy Central long enough. I mean, sex jokes always play so well with me. So I'm gonna be Life's a Garden, Dig It.
Life's a Garden, Dig It sweeps out You're My Sister 4-0. I like getting hit with hot dogs versus Keep on Keeping On.
All right, so the context for the I like getting hit with hot dog scene is he's working as a janitor in
a middle school or a high school,
one of the two. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like I think kids.
And he's trying to be cool and relate to
and
the
trying
kids
to hit on
as
the teacher.
A janitor. He's also trying to hit on. Of course, he is. And how could I forget that? And he somehow attention gets paid to him while he's like sweeping up like this like mess in the cafeteria, and he says,
He cleans up
someone,
puke.
He makes a joke, and then some kid throws a hot dog at him. Right. Thank you. Yeah. He cleans up puke, and some kid throws a hot dog at him, and he says, "I like getting hit with hot dogs. It don't bother me none." And then the whole cafeteria.
And then the next scene, and then it says, "Well, at least it's not hot chili day," and they just shower him in just hot chili.
Yep.
This one also kind of ties into another one.
I don't.
That's in here, but I'm not going to go into that one right now. Something's happening at the same time.
So this keep on keeping on thing.
So
I've.
He says,
what is this?
He says a couple times, I got to keep on keeping on. Like it's kind of like the Life's a Garden, Dig It thing. He keeps saying it like a couple times in the movie. And it's kind of like, it's kind of just pushing him to be like, you know what? I just got to keep doing it. And cause he finds out his parents. So after he finds out that his parents are awful people, he says, I just got to keep on keeping on. Like he keeps saying it over and over again. Cause they're trying to, you know, start 1-800-CLOWNS or whatever it was, 1-800-CLOWNS.com or some shit, some stupid thing. But I like the hot,
right. Life's got you down. Looking at a clown.
I like,
why isn't that on the list? I love that. That's the only good one I've heard.
And it's a nightmare scene. Oh my God. Only...
it's hard.
Good goddamn quote.
Oh man, that scene's good. It's a nightmare. I
don't wear a frown.
I think I'm a hot dog vote. It's got to be a hot dog vote. That scene's really good.
I'm a keep on keeping on.
Yeah. I'm a hot dog vote because Christopher Walken is in the
school. He's who got him the job.
That's probably the best part of the movie.
Dang it.
Hold on. Just trying to get this as a GIF just to kind of experience.
I love getting hit with hot dogs.
For myself and...
Oh, when he gets the hot dogs?
Yeah, I see
it's
the appeal.
It's just funny. Yeah, especially...
I mean, it's like, classic slapstick, right?
I love getting hit. At least it's not hot chili day.
I think I'll be all like getting hit with hot dogs, but there's something about keep on keeping on that just doesn't... It doesn't feel uniquely Joe Dirt to me as a casual observer of Joe Dirt. Like, if I'm taking like the mouth feel on keep on keeping on, it's not as assertive as I like getting hit with hot dogs. Sure.
All right. So I like getting hit to hot dogs takes out keep on keeping on 3-1. Three rules versus I got a backup mic.
Now, here's the thing. You guys kept saying these three rules several times, but none of you ever finished it. None of you ever listed all three rules.
Well, it's because it's such a long quote.
I've got
quote.
The quote right here.
So if I remember correctly... Yeah, so I'm not going to get the quote exactly, but the idea is that he's, at one point in the movie, he takes up a job working as an alligator wrangler, he starts the presentation, because this whole thing is like he's supposed to show that he has dominance over the alligator, so he starts the presentation, he's like, all right, there are three rules. Rule number one, I'm number one. Rule number two, Croc's number two. Now, and then he keeps going, and this kid stops him and says, wait, what's rule number three?
Well, when he's doing that, he bends down and puts his head inside of the alligator. It's an alligator, but they call it a crocodile several times. He puts his head in the mouth of the alligator, and he's like knowing that it's not going to snap his head, you know, or anything. And before he could even get there, the kid kind of interrupts him, pisses him off. And before he even gets very far, the alligator obviously snaps on his head and flings him around. It's pretty funny. It's a good slapstick. Yeah. Moment. Yeah.
They ragdoll his body around a little bit.
And the cigarette stays intact. The ash on the cigarette stays intact the whole time.
It's really stupid. All right.
But the joke is there's really no third.
That's a scene for the movie trailer.
And then... what's the other one here? It is, I got a backup mic. So early in the movie, this is the one where he tries to fight.
I don't remember.
And
this
he
one
pulls
at
it
all.
Like he puts his hand up and he says, I'm trying to find it here. I thought I had it.
Oh,
actual quote.
He's like, my check.
I have
you want to speak into the mic?
Right. Yeah.
Right, some silly.
You guys got something to say to me? you guys got something to say to me? Why don't you say it in the microphone? I got a backup mic right here. And then he grabs a mop. I think he has a mop. And he says, check, one, two, testing, testing. Yep, they both working. And guess what? They don't like no feedback.
And to which
what's
the
up?
Dude just, like, pushes him down. yeah. Like...
All right, personally speaking, the best part about this quote and, like, a couple other quotes in the movie is the way he says what's up at the end. It's a very quick,
what's up?
Like...
What's up? What's
like,
up?
Like, he ends it with a really funny affectation on the what's up that cracks me up. Boy, that's fun audio to listen to.
What's up? Just
yeah,
saying,
it's really great.
While you talk about, no, I enjoyed it.
I bet it is. It's just like watching the movie.
I think of these three rules. One is better just because it's like. It's a longer joke, whereas the backup mic is just him trying to act tough, but he's like not tough at all.
Wow, I'm learning more about Joe Dirt through this, and I found out that much like September 11th and Dale Earnhardt crashing into the wall during a NASCAR race, this movie also came out in 2001. So I guess the rule of threes really does play out.
Oh, God.
I guess the rule of three it really is a thing.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were gonna call it an act of terrorism.
I mean,
a hand
we'll
of God.
We'll never forget Joe like, Dirt. Situation. I'll tell you that much. Is this movie
the
just
three rules?
Is this just Forrest Gump again? Is what? Because
no.
That's what I'm picking up on.
It's David Spade's. It's David Spade's less popular Forrest Gump.
I mean,
yes.
they go through his whole life of like why, and then it devolves into like an act. Like it turns into him trying to find his parents, and then it turns out. It's
right.
A whole thing. Yeah, but yeah, it's honestly yeah, it's David Spade's Forrest Gump. I like it like that now.
I think I'm gonna be a three rules vote because to me. It's funnier. And that's the joke, folks. That's all I got in the tank here. I just like it better.
No, I think...
okay.
I don't know if I buy that
No,
reasoning.
I think I'm with you. I think Persia brought up, like, he's got this fake cigarette that the ash just, like, it's, like, 3 inches long, and it just never goes away. It's bent, and, like, it's... really stupid. It's really funny. Three rules is
I like, and I like just the opening of rule number one. I'm number one is very
right.
Very good.
The best part is how cocky he is to this fucking gigantic alligator. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good scene.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know what? I think I'm gonna be backup check.
Mike? Okay.
Mic check vote. I think. I think it's one of the better, like, undersold jokes in that movie is how he's, like, picking fights that aren't effective at all, but aren't, like, there's a little bit of subtlety
he's
to
never
it
mean?
In a movie. Right. There's a little bit of subtle right. humor in a movie that's very unsubtle otherwise.
Right.
And also,
It feels like your friend doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just as a backup mic vote, I'm a three rules vote. Cullen, Persia.
I'm also
a three rules vote.
3-1.
All right. Three rules to take out. I got a backup mic. 3-1. No, you're not. And versus I got the poo on me. Two big scenes. No, you're not is a scene where... he's sitting there talking to Kid Rock, one of the characters in that movie, the only good thing that Kid Rock's ever done. Kid Rock is so good in this movie, and it irritates the shit out of me.
One might even say he was born to play the role.
Sorry, guys. I got up.
Is that also a Joe Dirt quote?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I got a freaking out dog. No, you're not. He's sitting there with Kid Rock and he says something. He says, you cool, Dirt? And he says, yeah, Robbie, I'm cool. And he says, no, you're not. And the delivery is like kind of like rapid fire. And all the Kid Rock stuff is like rapid fire. It's really, really funny. And I got the poo on me. So he meets his new friend, what is it?
Kickin' Wings.
Kickin' Wings.
What's the Indian?
Kickin' Wing. Yeah, he meets his new friend Kickin' Wing, and they're shooting fireworks at this, like, these barrels of like gasoline to blow, you know, to show them that, oh, this is cooler than snakes and sparklers. So when they do this, they find a old, what is it, atom bomb? It's an old atom bomb from a nuclear test site. Mm-hmm. And so his idea is
a cartoonishly looking atom bomb, like it's bigger than Joe, right?
Yep. And so they drag it, and they put it in the convertible, drag it into the town, and they try to, he tapes himself to it and says he's going to knock the head off of the warhead and blow everybody up if he doesn't get, something.
Yeah.
The records for to see where his, parents are or whatever.
I don't know why he thought he was robbing a bank.
And then in this... And in this, Joe's harmless.
Yeah,
like,
Joe obeys the law.
Yeah.
So Joe hits the head of this thing because he says, some dude's like, that's an old crapper. And he hits the thing of it, and doo-doo just starts coming out of the top of it.
And it's strapped to him, so he can't escape it.
It's a very funny scene. Oh, yeah, it's very funny. I got the poo on me. It's a funny-ass scene. It's really funny. That's where my vote is. I can't not vote for it.
Yeah, I had a feeling about that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
I mean, honestly, he deserved it because he made that girl flash him too.
He said, "Show me your boobies."
Yeah, he's like, "Show me your boobies, or I'm gonna blow up the town." That's fucked up.
Yeah,
so
come
he
on,
deserved
Joe.
All
that
poo on him.
It's true.
So I'm gonna vote for I got the poo on me.
It's funny
like,
when
he deserved
when,
that.
It's funny when poop lands on a person.
When they deserve it.
Poop's funny.
Poop is pretty funny.
He deserved it right there.
I have completely forgotten what this
Holy
was
shit.
What was it?
No, it's against No You're Not from Kid Rock. Kid Rock's No You're
oh,
Not.
Oh, right. No, I'm a No You're
No
Not.
No You're Not.
No You're Not. It's funny. Okay. It's fucking funny it is when funny. He says, I'm cool, and he says, No You're Not.
Yeah, it is good. Dang, that one is good really too. Funny. You're all so good.
How is Kid Rock like one of the funniest things about that movie?
Because he plays the role so well. It's like, I don't know.
And also he has like three scenes. It's
and they're all iconic and memorable.
He doesn't overstay his
Here's
welcome.
The thing is that you're asking me to vote for either I Got the Poo on Me or Kid Rock, which is not a great proposition. Yeah. Either way.
Hey, y'all are the ones who wanted to do this episode.
Listen, Jesse.
I'm having a great time.
None of us are innocent. All right? We're all complicit. And by the way,
we all have the poo on us.
Speaking of innocence. It's a mini Detective Pikachu review, folks. You thought you were done with Detective Pikachu review, but we're gonna do a little tiny tidbit here. I don't want to take up everybody's time, but Detective Pikachu review is a segment where we talk about Detective Pikachu news, reviews, peer reviews, and more, including Detective Pikachu's competitors on the scene, including the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. My name's Dan McKenney. I'm joined by Persia, Jesse, and Cullen. And today we're gonna be talking about Sonic the Hedgehog movie because Detective Pikachu unfortunately doesn't have a sequel yet. It's in pre-production. It's in pre-production. The Sonic the Hedgehog movie is coming out in just a couple weeks on Valentine's Day, February 14th. I'm very excited. This podcast will still exist for that movie to come out, so we can do a recap episode of the Detective Pikachu review, the Sonic the Hedgehog movie review. But I do want to. The people are doing press. The stars are out doing press, and I do want to talk about Jim Carrey here.
I'm gonna have to fucking see the Sonic.
Listen, folks. I'm gonna share. I'm gonna play my phone audio into the microphone, which is a classic bracket segment. And I want to share this Jim Carrey quote with you during an interview for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Yep.
Jim, take it away.
Character you're playing is trying to track down Sonic. Yeah. And he's really kind of not doing
it. Sonic is the innocence he can no longer connect with.
Exactly.
He wants to own it,
right.
But he can never be it.
Right. Now, in the film, though, this character you're playing is trying
it's
to track down
now.
Sonic. Yeah. And he's really kind of not doing
Sonic is the innocence he can no longer connect with.
Exactly.
He wants to own it, right. But he can never be it.
Right.
Huh. So Jim Carrey has like a ninth level galaxy brain take on Eggman, where Sonic is the innocence he can no longer connect with. He wants to own it, but he can never be it. The fuck is that, Jim? Hey, Jim, Where along the way did you get lost in the Sonic the Hedgehogiverse? When did you get lost in the fan forums? What's your username?
This is the number 23 prequel.
You let him do what he wants.
Hey, Jim,
okay?
Who's in your Envision Free Forum signature banner? Is it Shadow? Because you're deep in it, dude. You're deeper than I am. Anyways, what do you guys think about Eggman thinking that Sonic is the innocence that he can never have?
I believe it. Yeah, I totally relate. Yeah.
Anyways, that's Mini Detective Pikachu review. I am going to be a don't poo. I got poo on me vote here. I got poo on me.
Dan, right. The comedy comes from the fact that he says the
I got,
poo
sorry,
on
I got
me, not poo.
The royal poo on me.
I got the poo.
3-1.
On
I got
me.
The poo on me.
The royal poo is my favorite Wes Anderson.
Joe Dirt is the innocence I could never have. Like I can.
So I got the poo on me. Takes out. No, you're not. 3-1. Go practice falling down versus soldering iron.
Oh, come on! It's soldering iron all day.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
this
tell
is
us a little bit about it,
Persia.
This quote is iconic. First, we got Gert Beefrow, right? This is his monologue he practices to himself, you know, while he's kind of undercover. I think he's, like, already in witness protection or something like that, which is why he can't, like, have his face out there. But he's, you know, in the hallways. He's a co-worker of Janitor Joe during the hot dog scene from earlier. And then he, like, is looking in a reflection of the fire extinguisher, and he's like, hey, you're looking at my guy all wrong. You got the wrong toe. Do it again, and I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron. Yeah, except better, because it's so good.
He also says, hey, does your mother sew? Boom, get her to sew that. And, like, right after and it's Christopher Walken. Like, that scene is brilliant.
Yeah. We're missing the crucial context of this being Christopher fucking Walken. So the whole point is that they're hey, Christopher Walken, let's take these acting chops and make you say some really dumb shit.
Christopher Walken's character here is under witness protection because he was a mobster at one point. And so Joe eventually, at the same, right after he says all this, some kid gets, like, mix some chemical up and he gets poisoned basically in the lab. Christopher Walken goes and saves him and then says, no, Joe Dirt did it. We'll talk about that a little
bit.
Okay,
yeah, save it, we'll get to
that one.
But yeah, so that's like the whole scene, but that actual scene of him talking to the boxes is incredible. That scene's really good. However, go practice falling down. What is that? That's hold on.
He's picking a fight again, talking shit. And then he was like, go over there and practice falling down. I'll be there in a minute or something.
Yeah,
like that.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's during the oil field scene where he also talks about in the next group, the stick your head up my butt and fight for air. Yeah. It's all in the same.
Maybe my favorite thing about this movie is Joe Dirt talking trash and being absolute garbage.
He's David Spade. He's a little tiny man and a mullet. Yeah. Yeah, like there's no redeeming factor to him. But I'm a soldering iron vote. Like it has to be the soldering iron scene.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, probably my favorite part in the. I mean, like it's the best part in the movie, right? Christopher Walken's limited role.
It's up there. Oh, Dan, do you agree with soldering iron?
I just, you know.
Wait. I should also add on that he actually does end up saying that shit to Kid Rock later at the end.
He does. Dan, he does threaten Kid Rock.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you just open
with that?
Yeah.
Line.
All right, let's go.
Soldering iron sweeps out, go practice falling down 4-0. Stick your head up my butt versus Def Leppard sucks.
Why didn't Claire McCaskill or whoever the hell threaten Kid Rock with a soldering iron? Like, that's just...
Because he was talking shit to Joe Dirt after he, like,
yeah,
got
but
recovered
I was, but I was making,
from cracking his head.
I was making a political reference to 2017.
stick your head up my butt and fight for air. Obviously, you know, trying to be a badass again on the oil field and think he's really funny. The oil field scene, I swear to God, is like a minute and a half long in this whole movie. And it's not very long. And all he does is shit talk with people and then they beat him up and take his lunch, I think it is. But it's a funny quote. It's a really funny quote because he's like, ha, 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 stick your head up my butt and fight for air, huh? And kind of like looks off like, yeah, I got his ass. But Def Leppard Sucks is an absolute incredible one because it's this whole setup. Yep. Joe comes back home to see Brandy, and Kid Rock tells him that Brandy don't want to see him no more. And makes him feel like crap.
Because she's getting married to me.
She's getting married to me.
Or something like
that. And so...
Oh, does that make you sad?
Yeah.
Why don't you go order a Whataburger and some French fries?
So that's part of this joke.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Which is another entry, like, down here. And then, eventually, he's wearing these acid-wash green, neon green jeans and a Def Leppard t-shirt. And... when he's running away, Kid Rock says, and Def Leppard sucks, like as a just out of nowhere. If you're just watching this on TV, it's like, oh my God, why did he say that like that? Like right at the end of it, it's a Def Leppard sucks.
And he's wearing a Def Leppard t-shirt when he's running away
crying.
Oh yeah,
and he's crying. Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely a Def Leppard sucks.
I mean, I am also a Def Leppard sucks vote because it's, the quote on the, if Life's a Garden, dig it, is the one I relate to the most. That's rule number one. Rule number two, Def Leppard sucks.
Right, you get that.
By the end of this episode, I'm going to be 1,000% a convert into Joe Dirt. Just you wait, folks. I'm going to lose. I'm going to slip into the dark side.
Oh, my God. Def Leppard.
This was the plot of the last Star Wars movie, right?
I don't know.
I'm going to pronounce my love for Joe Dirt in a weird way and just sort of retcon the whole everything that happened over the last, let's say, three seasons of Bracket. I'm just going to pretend it didn't fucking happen. And I'm going
to. Sure. Right.
Is everybody a Def Leppard sucks vote here?
I'm throwing one to fight for air.
Okay.
No, I don't. No, sorry. We don't have it listed as fight for air, Persia. Could you please recite it as it's listed?
What do you have it? I don't know.
Stick your head up my butt.
Stick your head up my butt.
Thank you. It's official.
Fight for air. Yeah, I'm a Def Leppard sucks vote. Maybe my favorite delivery in the movie.
He kind of nails it.
That's the one you say the most, all of you.
Sucks is really good.
Absolutely.
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
It's so fucking funny the way he says it.
Yeah, there's a tone to everything. Def Leppard sucks, stick your head up my butt and fight for air, 3-1.
I also think, like, the inherent comedy of Def Leppard sucks comes from the fact that, like, so it's this scene where, Joe Dirt's been told that this person that he thought still cared about him has moved on, and he has no home, and he's really upset, and he's, like, running away upset. And so there's, like, this small little sequence where Kid Rock is insulting him, and it's talking, you know, Whataburger, French fries, et cetera, et cetera. The Def Leppard sucks comes out of left field, like, he just ran out of insults, and he's just going to start insulting his t-shirt, too. And the way he says it is, like, equal parts insulting and pathetic, and it's really fucking it's funny. Brilliant. All right,
welcome.
It's funny.
Thank you. This has been another installment of Inside the Actor's Studio. I'm James.
Up next, we got Snakes and Sparklers versus Say It, Don't Spray It.
I'm a Snakes and Sparklers vote. I think this is easy. I haven't seen the movie, and I know that this is what is going to win.
It's a really good one. Basically, Joe Dirt is trying to find an Indian tracker so he can find his parents at one point, which sounds really silly, but it's Joe Dirt. He finds Kick and Wing, who owns a fireworks stand, but he only sells snakes and sparklers because it's the safe kind, and it's the only one he likes. That's where Dan's wonderful monologue came from tonight. And because Joe Dirt was very confused, he did not understand what was going on.
Do we need a refresher?
You know what? If you would give us a number two, yeah,
I can try it again, but like instead of just like reading it dry, I can try it on my best Cullen doing Joe Dirt.
Oh shit! Okay,
if that would work for you.
Oh god! I mean, hey, do what you gotta.
Please dim the lights, folks. Take your seats. This is a one act performance. Thank you for coming. Here we go. So you're going to tell me you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes? Somebody play Kick and Wing.
No.
Oh, come on, man. You got no ladyfingers, fuzzbuttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, crab flappers?
No.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker doos, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, Nipsey dazers with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
All I have are these snakes and sparklers.
Welcome to the show, David Spade.
Well, that might be your problem. It's not what you like. It's the consumer. That's true.
Here's the best part. I just knew where that line was, so I've seen it once or twice. No, Say It, Don't Spray It is another one of his. It's a shit talk, but I can't remember who it's to.
Wait, was this when? No, wait. This was. I think the quote before this one should have been on here. But basically, he gets captured, right? And then the guy's like, yeah. It puts the lotion on his skin. He's like yelling it at him. And then he's like, fine, say it. Don't spray it. And he does it.
By the way, Dan, there's a Silence of the Lambs sequence in this
movie. Of course there is. Oh, good. All my favorite. All my favorite
topical
movies.
Topical humor.
God.
It's got to be one, right?
It's Buffalo. All right, hold up.
Buffalo Bob.
Because I've seen Silence of the Lambs. Is it Buffalo Bob?
Buffalo Bill is in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill Silence. So you're telling me there's a character called Buffalo Bob?
Yep.
It's okay, Buffalo Bob, right.
Okay, great, great, great.
And all right, but the joke is that, and this is actually a pretty funny joke, we can't...
Welcome back really to Inside the Actors Studio. We now return to James Lipton reciting quotes from Joe Dirt.
I'm going to kick his...
James, take it away.
So Joe's in the hole. He's down in the well, and the Buffalo Bob is yelling at him to put the lotion on its skin. And he said, okay, say it. Don't spray it. Right. He does this specifically so that he will lower him a copy of Auto Trader so he can look at
it. It's a really good joke.
It's really fucking funny.
He does. He's like, oh, this baby's got, you know, he starts dying. He's so excited. He loses it. Yeah.
Okay,
he's fine down there. He's just got this copy.
I'm on board with Say It, Don't Spray It.
It's a really funny scene.
The other thing about that scene is that for the rest of the movie after the sequence, because Joe Dirt is on TV after being rescued from Buffalo Bob, is that like a bunch of characters throughout the movie keep hearing increasingly alarming rumors about what Buffalo Bob did to Joe Dirt throughout the movie. Right. And they're like, I heard some things. He's like, no, nothing weird. Nothing weird happened in there,
he was
man.
Just trapped in a hole.
Just drop it. Yeah.
That scene's the Auto Trader joke is so good, and it's overlooked like by everybody. That shit's so beautiful.
Yep.
Oh, damn it. Now you've got me swayed over there.
It's pretty fucking
like Snakes
funny.
And Sparklers is like
I saw Joe Dirt before I saw Silence of the Lambs, so I didn't realize that was what kind of joke that was until much later, which was very weird for me. I'm a Snakes and Sparklers vote, though. I mean, because I don't think the Say It, Don't Spray It, I don't think that's the funny part of the scene. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's not the payoff. Whereas the Snakes and Sparklers quote, like, that's golden, right?
It is. Dan has done the monologue twice for us, so I want to keep voting for it. I respect Dan more as a person now.
I think I'm a Say It, Don't Spray It vote
now.
Oh, no. If I'm being honest, the Auto Trader thing is, like, really getting me.
Yeah, I think we can connect that all together. If we're connected it together,
then
I think
I'm... Say It, Don't Spray It vote.
Fuck, I think I'm going to lean that way because if the Auto Trader thing is in there, Jesse, you are right. Like,
all right. Weird. I did not see this going this way, but okay.
Say It, Don't Spray It sweeps out Snakes and Sparklers 4-0. Whamburger and French fries versus Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt.
Now, one of these, when you say it, brings me absolute joy. Yeah. The other, you guys, the other is just like a weird command phrase, like you like from Captain America Civil War, like you're trying to activate a mission report or some bullshit. Every time you do, randomly you just start yelling Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt. We're not even talking about Joe Dirt.
Like last week we were in a mid conversation or the episode, and I can't remember what we were talking about, but we both just locked in on Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, and just couldn't stop. And it was. So basically, okay, so both of these scenes, the Whamburger and French fries is part of the other one, the Def Leppard sucks. It's before that. He tells him Brandy doesn't want him, and he basically goes to this, what do you want, a Whamburger and some French fries? And fucking right before that, in that whole scene, he pulls up in this like old Dodge Charger, I think it is, and kicks fucking so much dirt and rocks all over Joe Dirt. Just covers him in like dirty ass ground. And they're in like a T-top Firebird. That's what it is. They're in a T-top Firebird. They get out and they talk shit to Joe Dirt, and Whamburger and French fries is like the main joke in that. She don't want you no more, Joe Dirt. But Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt.
Wants to call the Whambulance.
Yeah, like he goes in on the bad jokes against him, but Kid Rock kills it. I hate it. It kills me. But so Gert B. Frobe, before he's Gert B. Frobe, when he's the other witness protection guy, when he basically is showing, like the kid got poisoned to the school, and everyone's like, he saves the kid's life and he can't be seen on TV because he's in witness protection and the mob will come kill him. So he's like, oh no, the hero's right here. It's Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe. And he's trying to get people to chant with him, and everybody's like, no, you saved us. And he's like, no. And he's like grabbing the kid's hand, like Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt. And like,
oh no, yeah, the best part, he pointed at him and then he just smacks the kid's hand so that he could point to Joe instead. That shit kills me every time. He's like, no, smacks his hand.
Worth mentioning immediately after this scene, after the press conference scene, there's like a Godfather type sequence where like mafia people show up to Christopher Walken's house and music. Mm-hmm. It's wild. It's fucking,
because Joker ended up coming out and being like, no, it was actually him. And then like, Mafia no, found he did him and went and shot himself. Right.
That scene's so good.
You shoot him from the left, you shoot him from the right, and I'll shoot him right between the eyes.
Because Def Leppard's there, already moved on. I'm going to vote for Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt.
Christopher Walken has fun in this movie, and it's really cool.
He looks
to watch.
Like he's having an absolute blast.
I don't know. I think I'm a Whamburger and French fries vote. There's something about the delivery of that. Like, just it's a little, it's classic in a way that I haven't heard something for a while. You know, like I thought I've heard them all, and then a Whamburger and French fries bring something new to the table. You know?
Okay, fair, fair.
Something new to the condescension station. You know, sorry, I just tried to rhyme. I just tried to rhyme together the words condescension and station.
I heard.
And it didn't really work out.
I like condestation, though.
Condestation.
She was my favorite in President Bush's cabinet. boom! You know, I'm here for one a week, you know.
That seems like a little bit of a stretch.
Oh God!
Hey, folks, you've made it almost all the way to the end of this podcast. It's this podcast lifespan. How about a Condoleezza Rice joke? Oh, that hit you.
All right. So, Persia, Jesse.
I'm a Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt. Oh
whoa.
God!
He's melting.
I'm a Christopher Walken. I'm a Christopher Walken.
Persia?
Vote.
I'm gonna be a Whamburger and French fries vote.
Oh no! Okay, all right. Huh.
Cause you know what? Huh. That whole scene is just back to back banger quotes. It's
yeah.
so good.
Yeah. Damn it.
It's true.
And since, you know, soldering iron is basically the start of Joe Dirt, I don't feel as bad.
I
like, if this was best bracket moments, and the bracket was best bracket moments, and the entry was Colin and Jesse just going, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, I would...
Joe Dirt, maybe,
it's like every single time it's like a round. Like somebody has to immediately start doing it again.
It's like the wolf's howling.
Yeah.
Well, we've been this whole episode and haven't mentioned our new character at all. And like, I just expected it before now. I'm just saying.
He's already been optioned to have a TV
series. Oh, good.
Who's the new character?
So nobody will watch. Oh, was it Mike?
You mean from last week?
Mike Tyson Gretzky.
Yeah,
it's fucking. He's great. I've been thinking about him all week. Wait, did you ran a poll, didn't you, Dan?
You won't return my calls.
Yeah, it was S'mores Frankenstein versus Mike Tyson Gretzky. Who would win? And S'mores Frankenstein blew him.
Okay,
out of the
that
water,
makes sense. That makes sense. S'mores Frankenstein is a special.
2-1 because three people.
No, like
voted.
25 people wow. voted.
I'll move over to Whamburger and French fries to make it move forward. Yeah, that's fine with me. Don't think I'm going to stop saying yeah. Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
Whamburger and French fries knocks out Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt. 3-1.
Joe Dirt.
Round 2, life's a garden, dig it. I like getting hit with hot dogs. 3 rules, I got the poo on me. Soldering iron, Def Leppard sucks, say it, don't spray it, and Whamburger and French fries. Life's a garden, dig it, versus I like getting hit with hot dogs, too. Man, life's a garden, dig it makes all the sense. It's a really good quote from, again, a dumb-ass movie that's pretty a weird, inspirational, dumb movie. But I like getting hit with hot dogs, the chili scenes. I like getting hit with hot chili, too. Or what does he say? I guess it's not. I'm glad it's not hot chili day.
I guess you don't even remember. It was literally 45 minutes
remember,
ago.
I don't remember
don't
10
even know.
Minutes ago. So, like.
Oh, no. We got to get him back to the home, folks. Mr. Jennings, would you like to watch Joe Dirt again?
Joe Dirt!
He's been saying it for 5
That's
years
now.
That's the only thing he says.
Joe Dirt. God, that's going to be my curse.
The only way I can connect with him is if I read from his notebook of Joe Dirt quotes that I see the light return to his eyes.
I
don't life's a garden, dig it, Bo.
Yeah,
I would have that bumper sticker.
I think I'm with you here.
I want a shirt. I think they have them.
Jesse?
I'll throw one to, what is it?
I like getting hit with hot dogs.
I like the hot dogs on me.
Yep. All right. Life's a garden. Dig it. Takes out. I like getting hit with hot dogs too. 3-1. 3 rules versus I got the poo on me. What?
3 rules for dating
my sister.
What? My.
Because it's his sister.
No. Oh, boy.
I did just run across.
Back
I did just.
Home.
Okay. Hold on. I did just find an article titled 7 Pieces of Life Advice from Joe Dirt That Are Surprisingly Spot On. Number 1, you got to keep on keeping on. Life's a garden.
Oh,
dig it. You got to make it work for you. That's all one. That's his mantra, evidently. He also tells somebody, is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back? He says, yeah. Oops, luckily my neck broke my fall when he gets dropped off the, hot air balloon. All I gotta do is keep on being a good person. No matter what, good things will come my way. Everything's going to happen for me. Just so as long as I never have no in my heart. Okay.
Oh, we missed another good quote. Is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back?
That's a good one. But here's one that I didn't remember right off. Buffalo Bob's kind of a weird name, but people say Joe Dirt's a weird name. How cool am I? So, I mean,
he's so wholesome.
And then the last one was home is where you make it. And it's true. But
home is where you make it.
I don't think Three Rules is, I think I Got the Poo on Me is a more popular quote from Joe Dirt. I think people remember the alligator, but don't remember any of that scene otherwise. So I'm a poo vote.
I don't find that scene particularly funny. Maybe I think about just the
way he says,
really,
I got the poo on me.
Oh, don't be a prude, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse,
don't be a prude. Don't be a stick in the mud, Jesse. What's not to like about poop jokes, Jesse? What's next? Hey, Jesse, what's next? You going to tell us period blood can't win best blood on bracket?
Oh, God, that's right.
I wasn't here for that episode, so imagine my horror.
You prude. You're gonna say we can't do best pee-pee smell, Jesse?
Did we do that? It's all a blur to me.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Put me in the home.
Take this man to the home.
Take me to home.
So Jesse, where are you doing?
Take me to church. Shit.
Oh my god.
Nobody
tell him.
No, hang on. I'm gonna be the three rule. I guess I'm a poo vote.
Okay.
I didn't even vote yet.
I was like, where's Dan?
The alligator scene doesn't do a whole lot for me.
It's
okay.
I'm really disappointed to see it go, because just like rule number one, I'm number one. Rule number two, Gator's number two is, it's like, I don't know. That brings a smile to my face.
It's a funny scene, Dan. It's a funny scene.
So yeah, I'm going to be a three rules vote.
All right. I got the poo on me. Takes out three rules. 3-1. Soldering Iron versus Def Leppard sucks. This is kind of the finals for me. It's so good. But I think Whamburger.
So French, hear me out.
Okay.
Soldering Iron, classic scene. Christopher Walken kills it in this movie. And gets killed. But that's not true. He survives. But I don't think it's particularly that funny.
Oh, I think it's maybe the best scene in the movie. I
think it's funnier when he says Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt than it is when he says I'll stab you in the face with a saw.
Oh, I don't think so. I think the second part of that is my favorite part, when he's just staring at, like, looking at it, and he's like, "Oh, does your mother sew? Boom, get her to sew that." Like, that shit is funny.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
I always, that scene's really good. But then at the end of the movie, he says it again.
It's true.
He does threaten Kid Rock with, "I'll stab you in the, you're talking to my guy all wrong. It's the wrong tone. Do it again, and I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron."
I will be a soldering iron vote.
I'm a Def Leppard sucks vote, just because I giggle a lot when I hear it. It's very funny.
Dan?
Man, I'm a Def Leppard sucks vote. Because here's the thing, the Soldering Iron I haven't heard about before, but much like Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, Joe Dirt, y'all say Def Leppard sucks a lot.
You're not wrong.
I agree. But like, that's like one of your catchphrases.
It's true.
Before talking to y'all, I didn't say y'all. I didn't say wild as hell. I didn't say any of those things, and I also didn't say Def Leppard sucks, but like, that has entered my vernacular now. Like, that is how I, and right. Everyone in Boston hates me for it.
Right. Boston, big Def Leppard
heads. Oh,
over
yeah,
there.
Dude. Yeah.
I've been to a Def Leppard concert.
Oh. How was that?
It's called Warped Tour.
No, I actually went to a Def Leppard concert with my parents when I was like 11.
Hell so yeah, why is the leopard deaf?
They were, I think it was a Def Leppard Journey concert, and I more so went for Journey, but Def Leppard was there too. You know, I was probably the youngest one there.
Well, that's not a probably. That's a defo. Did you have a good time? What was your favorite? Did you get like a snow cone or?
It's not the county fair, Dan.
Yeah, I had a good time. I danced around. You know, that was about it.
Listen. You can get if you go to Disney on Ice, you can get a snow cone.
That's true.
So I don't see why you can't get a snow cone at Def Leppard. If you can't get a snow cone, what the fuck's the point? Why are we even there? If I can't get a snow cone at a Taylor Swift concert, I'm not going to go to a Taylor Swift concert.
True.
Speaking of, where's Joe Dirt on Ice?
I watched the fuck out of that.
So I'm a Def Leppard sucks vote. Colin,
yeah,
what's
I'm
your
a
vote?
Def Leppard sucks vote.
Damn it. I want to be a soldering iron vote, but I do get it. The delivery, the whole scene. It's such a good, I mean, watching Joe Dirt run away, and I'm telling you, those jeans are the worst jeans on the planet, and I would totally buy those jeans today, and they're so terrible. I guess I'm going to be a Def Leppard sucks vote to move it forward. Yeah, Def Leppard sucks, knock it out, soldering iron, 3-1. Say it, don't spray it, versus Whamburger and French fries.
The auto trader, just like
that scene's really good. God, I mean, and also that's like top, like joy Joe Dirt too. Like when he gets it, all right, like he gets so excited. And he's, I can't remember.
He's like sitting there narrating, like this one's only going for. He's like, huh, they want that much?
Yeah, right.
It's really funny. But by itself, say it, don't spray it, don't make me laugh that much. I'm waiting for the auto trader payoff.
Yeah, the Whamburger and French fries, that one's like an instant classic. The second I heard it.
You know, credit where credit is due, they don't really play up the Buffalo Bob stuff as much as they could.
They do it like two or three times after that, and then that's really about it.
They don't get like too crass with
no.
it. Like you would expect a movie like that to make some more tasteless jokes, but it kind of doesn't.
It kind of just plays the
auto trader joke and leaves it
the
at that.
Only honest to God, I only think like the real tasteless joke pretty much in the whole movie nowadays was the Cajun dude, the Louisiana home is where you make it joke. Like, but I don't like that. That's like that is 2000. Like,
I don't
think it's bad. I just think it's really just kind of meh. It's just not a funny joke, really. Like, I like the home is where you make it thing. Like that's like the Joe Dirt thing. Like that is exactly what it is. So I don't know. That's the only thing I see like kind of weird.
What, Jesse, you want a Whamburger and French fries? Is that what you want?
Yeah, okay, but like what if we vote for Whamburger and French fries vote, and then we just have a Def Leppard sucks versus Whamburger and French fries, and it's just all down to that 1:30 scene. How good would that be, right?
Yeah, I think about Whamburger and French fries vote, actually, now I think about it. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm too far into the fun dip bag of that is this auto trader scene, and I'm like kind of wanting to drink some water or something.
I promise it's a really good scene, and I have no problem with Whamburger French fries moving on.
I think I'm a Whamburger and French fries vote. Persia?
I voted for Whamburger and French fries.
All right, let's do it.
Well, I wasn't listening, so what do you, how about that?
Let's do it. Let's move it forward then. Yeah. Whamburger and French fries takes out Say It, Don't Spray It, 3-1. Your final four. Life's a Garden, Dig It, I Got the Poo on Me, Def Leppard Sucks, and Whamburger and French Cry. Life's a Garden, Dig It versus I Got the Poo on Me. It's Life's a Garden, Dig It, right? It's the inspirational line.
It's Life's a Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the one.
I mean, I just love poop jokes, but I'm a Life's a Garden, Dig It vote.
I just had a That's So Raven moment where I just kind of looked at the camera and saw Life's a Garden, Dig It winning the Tournament of Tournament Champions. Champions. Oh boy, I have a Life's a Garden, Dig It vote.
You're going to wish it into existence.
Yeah. So Life's a Garden, Dig It sweeps out I Got the Poo on Me 4-0, earning its spot in the finals. Def Leppard Sucks versus Whamburger and French Cries.
I think
Dan, have you seen Dan? Did you watch? Sucks. Did you watch the scene, Dan?
No,
watch this
I?
Whole scene.
Yeah, let's get a live reaction.
I think right. at this point you need to.
I'm gonna punch it up.
Honestly, we probably missed out this entire podcast. We could have just had me watch.
These
scenes.
I guarantee a lot of them you're gonna be like, happening. Oh, that's dumb. But some of them you're gonna be like, holy shit!
All right, it's 20 second clip here.
Look at him, fellas. You crying, boy? Maybe go back down to McDonald's, get you a hamburger, some french fries. How about a Wineken? You little sissy boy. Def Leppard sucked.
Def Leppard sucked. And he's running away in those tight fucking green jeans. Yeah, Dan?
Oh, the Wineken. I forgot about that one.
So, like,
one.
Both these quotes are in that scene.
Yep.
And I think both of these lost their power.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
So that's, like, actually what, like the retelling, like, the book version of the movie where you guys was better to me. The novelization.
I guess if you knew more of it, like.
Def Leppard's, the way you guys say it is like, Def Leppard sucks. And that's not. What that dude just screams at the top of his lungs that Def Leppard sucks. You guys are just like lets it dribble out. Def Leppard sucks.
Because he's running away.
Over the last 6.5 years.
Wait, just look up. I got the poo on me at least once before we end. before we move forward.
Why not? You know, YouTube's free.
I'm trying to think of a scene that I would like to see Dan watch. Dan should watch that. It puts the Joe Dirt in the hole.
Batman could be little boy. We'll nail that down.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get the names you wanted?
Yeah, I did. But by the way, it was no atom bomb. Turns out some skateboarder slapped a biohazard band sticker on the side of this septic tank for an RV. Anyway, cops knew it wasn't a bomb right away.
Yeah, who hasn't seen that scenario played out?
It's just an old crapper tank, people.
You know, I think I'm good on this movie.
I'm telling you, that's like the worst scene of the movie. Worst scene in the movie is
Dan,
the damn dog's nuts.
Dan's now
the
realizing
the dog's nuts thing is really bad. That's
the
one. The
dogs is the dog. The dog got stuck in the porch
because it's frozen, and she quits spraying the porch with Pam. So the dog's nuts wouldn't get stuck. I don't know how. Yeah.
Dan's just now realizing that we're doing this episode because we can't stop talking about Joe Dirt he just realized that the fun of Joe Dirt is friends talking about Joe Dirt and not watching Joe Dirt.
And not the actual goddamn thing.
One time watch it, you're good.
The Scholastic Book Order form of Joe Dirt that I've gotten from you guys is
so
way
which
better.
One are you going to pick then, Dan?
The soundtrack is pretty amazing too, though.
Who's on the sound? What is, are we talking about?
Crush 40
planet level crap. Oh, Crush 40. Okay.
Yep.
30 special.
Oh, that's right. There are some bangers on there. Yeah. I need to go listen. I'll look at it.
Crush 40 did not do City Escape. So I'm sorry, you're wrong there.
So which one? Where are we going here?
I'm going with Def Leppard. Well,
Def Leppard sucks.
Yeah, I'm going with Def Leppard sucks. Just but like
our version.
Yeah, your version.
Not Joe Dirt version.
The quotes we made along the way.
Yeah. That's the moral of Joe Dirt, is that it's not the Joe Dirt that brings us together, but the way we recite Joe Dirt.
Dan is right, though. Def Leppard does suck. I'm a Def.
And I got the poo on me.
Def Leppard is my vote as well.
I'm a Def Leppard vote.
Whamburger is my vote.
Okay. Def Leppard sucks. We'll move into the finals, knocking out Whamburger and French Fries 3-1. Your bronze match before we get to the finals is I Got the Poo on Me versus Whamburger and French Fries. Obviously, we flushed the poo.
Obviously, we flushed.
This is the first time I've actually think we're supposed to flush something that we're actually supposed to flush in the history of bracket.
Wow, everything in this podcast comes full circle.
It's kind of, it goes the other way in Australia.
Damn, he got me there.
He got you, Jesse. I mean, that's fair. He got you.
Hamburger and French fry, definitely my vote.
I got the poo on me vote.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I'm a hamburger vote.
Jesse?
Should we tell Dan to watch scenes from Joe Dirt 2?
No. No, 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 no,
no. That movie doesn't exist.
That movie does not exist. Dan wouldn't even... Dan would just delete the website if he had to watch that movie. And I don't
Let's show him the deal
I've
with
used
it,
up
scene.
All my track phone minutes for the month watching those Joe Dirt quotes. So I don't think I can get any more here.
So where are we at? Where are we at?
I asked my parents before going online.
Where are we at here?
So, Jesse, what's your vote?
I don't even remember what this show's about.
Okay, well, we're doing Best Casual Dining Establishment. We got O'Charlie's up against Applebee's.
Okay. That's a funny bit. I'm a Whamburger, right? Is that one of them?
That's one of them. That's one of the 16.
All right, so now
name the other flavors of Dr. Pepper.
No, I'm not. You know what episode we never did was that what the best flavor of Mountain Dew. We never did that one.
We talked about that for so many times. Just like
It's never happened because it got way complicated.
Because then it like devolved into like, do you guys remember what the Batman flavored Mountain Dew tasted like? It tasted like bad Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Well, I guess I mean, here's the thing. I guess I'll move over to Whamburger just so we could. Or I guess no. Wait, Dan, which one did you vote for?
I thought you said Whamburger. You voted for Whamburger, but.
Well, I thought we were having it. I thought it was tied 2-2.
Oh, well, if you vote. No. Here's the thing. I voted for I Got the Poo on Me.
Oh, okay.
If you also voted for I Got the Poo on Me, then it's a tie.
I voted for Whamburger.
Okay, so why do I still have to say I Got the Poo on Me? Like, can we never just, like, make me never say that again?
That's my ringtone. So it looks like I Got the Poo on Me is officially. Oh, wait, that's not how that works. That's not how any of this works. Whamburger and French fries takes third place. Life's a Garden, Dig It versus Def Leppard Sucks are your final best Joe Dirt quote.
I'm glad this episode went really well.
I mean, as far as the ending, yeah.
I'm a Def Leppard
Sucks. I'd
say
it's in like the top 40.
Dan, you're probably top 40 sounds right.
Yeah.
I'm a Def Leppard Sucks vote.
Whew.
I think after watching the scene, I can't be that because it doesn't live up to how you guys have been hyping it for six and a half years.
Life's a Garden, Dig It isn't going to be any better.
Yeah, but Dan feels like that's probably like a real thing.
It is better.
That's
a thing.
Yeah, Dan's out here like, I want Joe Dirt to teach me lessons.
Look, either of these I'd be happy with seeing in the Tournament of Champions, just like, or Say Cheese and Die against Def Leppard Sucks. I think both those scenarios are great. I'm going to be a Life's a Garden, Dig It vote, though.
I am 100% with Dan because I think it will last a little bit longer.
Persia.
Yeah, Life's a Garden, Dig It.
Official.
There it is. Life's a Garden, Dig It knocks out Def Leppard Sucks 3-1 to become the best Joe Dirt quote. Def Leppard Sucks is second. Whamburger and French Fries is third. And I Got the Poo on Me is officially Dirty Toilet Water. I think that's okay.
More like I Got the Poo on Pee.
I still think.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's Dan.
Hey, you know what's not?
That
hey,
was my impression.
You may have the poo on you, but there's nothing. Def Leppard about.
We did best font.
Let him finish. Jesse.
Yeah.
There's nothing Def Leppard about. I Got the Poo on Pee. Hi, everybody. It's Jesse. I would want to remind everybody the setup.
There's nothing Def
the
Leppard
on Pee.
There's nothing Def Hi, Leppard everybody. About unprotected sex.
All right, Colin. Now you can talk. Now you can, all of Jesse's remaining words on planet Earth have been transferred to you.
Oh, God. So here's the thing, everybody. This is the 15th episode of season 16. They're officially after this 3 episodes, all of bracket left. So go back, start over. Let's hear from the beginning how good we've gotten.
Let's hear it for the boy.
There is no reviews. I just looked it up. No new reviews. Thanks, guys. You're really great. You really let me down, homies.
I think they already gave us reviews. I think we're done. We ran out of reviews.
Yeah, I think we're done. I think we got them all.
Well, that's fine.
I think we collected them.
But as always, you can find us at bracketpodcast.com, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram as Bracketcast. If you like, you can subscribe to us using iTunes or whatever podcast client you do use. Just search for Bracket. Leave us a review. We would like to see it, especially on our last actual real episode. That would be cool to read that. And then that's about it. That's it. Yeah.
Well, I got one thing. We want to thank all the people who packed Patreon all along the way, especially towards the very end, including, of course, Gabe Silva, Jeff Criswell, Andrew Whipple, Average Jonah, Evan Balmel, GX Barnett, Anarchy Marie, Lindsay, Mikey Hall, Oliver BD, Ring Thane, Tom Nemsek, and of course, you know him, you love him. It's the one and only Michael Zavala. Thank you all so much for your support along the way. And I was able to do this because I fixed the URL. That's right, brackpodcast.com, once again, goes to the right place. Yay. It only took 5 months.
Hey, I guess this is the last thing going on the episode. I'm just going to bring it up next week. Then. I'm not going to worry about it this week.
What?
I'm just going to be like, hey, you know, we got a store if you ever want a bracket t-shirt, you know? Just a flaunt around.
Yeah, well, honestly, yeah, you've got a very short amount of time left. If you want to get a bracket t-shirt, bracket.threadless.com, or maybe it's threadless.com/bracket. Either way. That is, you know, there's some great designs on there. Nobody Saw the Life of Pi is what my personal favorite. You can get that as a throw blanket.
Yes, you can.
I don't know. Maybe throw that in the trunk of your car when all of a sudden a tire pops and you're stuck on the side of the road in the winter and you need, and it's like in your safety kit. And then the cops finally come and help you out. And they're like, what the fuck is this?
Nobody Saw Life of Pi, cop.
That and you, yeah, exactly. You look at that cop dead in the eye and you say, sir, it's a conversation starter.
Bet you've never seen it. We will see you guys next week.
There's animals in that movie, right?
There's a animal.
Yeah, man.
Doing a professional radio show on the internet.